Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's a Trash Tuesday, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. Get your trashes in by tweeting at me, DA on CBS. Also, you can hit me up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. We'll read through and hear your trashes throughout the morning. Our trashes as a show staff. Come your way at 40 minutes past the hour. Damian Woody, former New England Patriot, turned analyst, believed that Bill Belichick and the Patriots should have traded Gronk in the offseason. Woody tweeted, "Remember when Bill tried to trade Gronk to Detroit in the past offseason? He knew that Gronk was a shell of himself. Bill likes to get rid of guys early than late. He sees him a lot more than any of us do, so Bill clearly knew what was up." Woody also doubled down to the comments on TV, saying that Gronk was always a guy that sets the table for the passing game. Gronk is a shell of himself, and because of it, it's trickled down to everybody else. In a team game, in a team sport, you're only as good as the guys you play around. Right now, when you look back at the Patriots, Gronk is not what he used to be. These guys can't separate like they once did back in the past, and it has an effect on Tom Brady, end of quote. So this is really interesting because Gronk is one of the greatest tight ends ever. Some have called him the greatest tight end ever. One day he will likely be in Canton, and he has been Tom Brady's go-to security blanket for a long time. I kind of laugh when people say that, well, Brady has done more with less. He's never had any great wide receivers. And I keep reminding people, he's had Gronk for the duration of Gronk's career, and Gronk is one of the best tight ends ever. Again, some have called him the best tight end ever, so that's a pretty good place to start. Now, Randy Moss was only there for a part of the time, but again, he had Randy Moss at Moss's prime, or at least a part of it, so that's another Hall of Famer. So while, yes, Brady has done a lot with Edelmans and Amendolas and Deion Branches and David Pattons and David Givens and Rashe Caldwell's, that's all true. He has had two Hall of Famers, and I think Woody is onto something here because of that. You can't lose a potential Hall of Famer and not feel the effects. And I think the Patriots are feeling the effects. And this is interesting because Damian Woody has played for the Patriots, and I don't know if you caught this as well, but Rodney Harrison kind of said the same thing on Sunday night after the loss. Harrison, also a former Patriot. What you have when you talk about the former Pats, whether it's Woody or Harrison, Teddy Bruschi, Willie McGinnis, there's plenty of them in the media. They're almost always super protective of Bill's decisions and very protective of the guys within the organization. And I think that is built up through the way that they're indoctrinated in the organization. It's us against the world. There's the Patriot way. There's the paranoia that everybody's out to get us. We do it the right way. All these things end up, I think, manipulating your opinion of what happens within the organization. And for all intents and purposes, when you win a lot and you're part of a winner, you will defend the team and the teams that you won with. So I understand it. But what I'm saying is when you hear guys then criticize things within the Patriots, I think it's very, it's notable. And now you have former Patriots saying Gronk is broken and they shouldn't have hung on to him. They should have traded him. And is there truth there? Yeah, there's a lot of truth there. There's a lot of truth there. And this, you see, this is the after effects. This is the bill that has finally come due on the Tom Brady era. And I don't want to get this mixed up with criticism of the Patriots. This is not what I'm here to do. I'm here as an observant. This is the bill that comes due on Tom Brady because Belichick had the succession plan in place. The succession plan was going to Jimmy Garoppolo last year. The succession plan was 5 years ago, now 5.5 years ago, we will draft Garoppolo. He's the next quarterback, and we will continue to spin things forward. And we will get rid of guys a year early rather than a year late because that's the only way you keep the window open this long. The Patriots have done something no other dynasty has ever been able to do, which is keep the window open for damn near 20 years. Nobody else has even come close to this. The Niners had a window of about 15 years, but again, two different coaches, two different quarterbacks. This is one coach, one quarterback for 20 years. They've been able to do this because they have constantly cut bait with the guys a year early rather than a year late. So Richard Seymour, you're gone. Ty Law, you're gone. Logan Mankins, you're gone. We will find others. Danny Woodhead, you're gone. Amendola, you're gone. Randy Moss, you're gone. Once we're done with you, we'll find the next guy, and we won't hold on to you 1 year too late. We'll get value from you before then. They tried to trade Gronk this past offseason, and why didn't it work? Sounds like the Lions had a deal in place, and Matt Patricia wanted Gronk. It fell apart because Gronk said, I'm only playing with Tom Brady. And I've got to imagine Tom Brady said, don't trade Gronk. I think Brady has a very strong voice these days in personnel because they bet on Brady. They bet on Brady over Garoppolo. And look, Brady made this a really tough decision on the Pats because had Brady just fell into the night like most late 30-somethings do, the transition would have been easier. Never easy because he would have been a multi-time champion and a Hall of Famer and maybe the GOAT. But it would have been easier had Brady just looked like a 39-year-old quarterback. But he didn't. He went into crazy screw you mode. He took it as a slight. He took it personally. He worked his butt off to be conditioned well. And he went into a crazy kind of twilight of his career revenge mode where he ended up winning two Super Bowls, the incredible comeback against the Falcons, and even last year, another sublime season and a great Super Bowl outside of the strip sack that they lost it on, but he threw for 500 yards. So the Patriots were forced with a really tough decision, which was, do we go with Garoppolo here, which is the right move for 20 years for our organization, or do we bet on the guy in Brady that has already proven us wrong? And I think we all know what happened. Belichick wanted to go with Garoppolo. The organization, the ownership, wanted to go with Brady. They shipped Garoppolo out for only a two. And now it was, well, if we're going to be stuck with Brady, we got to squeeze everything we can out of him right now. And that means bringing back Gronk. And that means taking the flyer on Josh Gordon earlier this season. And that means trying to do more with less. And had Garoppolo been here, and I say here being the Patriots, had Garoppolo been with the Pats, I don't think they bring back Gronk. I think that was to appease Brady and, again, to double down on, look, who knows how long Brady can do this for. We're at the end, and so this is paying the bill on extending Brady and going with Brady instead of Garoppolo. And what you're seeing is exactly why Belichick has never done it. Exactly. He's never done it Because had he traded Gronk for, let's say, a number two and a number three, I don't know what the Lions were going to give up, but my guess is, you know, a couple of picks, probably not a first. But then the Patriots would find a different tight end. He wouldn't be as good as Gronk, but they then replenish the cupboard this year with a two and a three, and they probably draft another tight end or use it to move up or whatever, and they keep the thing going. But now you'll get nothing for Gronk because he's broken, and this season you've been too reliant on Gronk, and on top of it, because Brady doesn't necessarily trust his skill set as much as he used to because it's deteriorating. He doesn't have the same arm strength, the same accuracy, the same quick decision-making. Because he doesn't have all of that still, he becomes overly reliant on Gronk. And Gronk's not what Gronk used to be. And so the whole thing kind of falters. You know, I think it's kind of interesting that we might have a Titans at the Patriots wild card weekend. Because, you know, the Patriots have been so good at home for so long, but they got thumped by the Titans. I mean, when they went to Tennessee, they got railroaded. And if that ends up being the matchup, who's to say Tennessee can't go into Foxborough and do the same exact thing? Gronk's only more banged up, only less effective as the season goes on. Brady is only looking worse as the weeks stack. The offense can't get out of its own way. They can't stop the run. The Titans love to run. Again, this is three steps down the road now, but that's absolutely in play. But this Gronk thing is interesting because it went against everything that built the Patriots. And now it looks like such a mistake. And when you see Gronk trying to cover Kenyon Drake on the lateral play against the Dolphins, you just go, boy, this is sad. And he shouldn't have been out there anyway, but there is this reminder of, boy, Gronk shouldn't even be on this team right now. They should have done what they've done for 20 years. Gotten rid of him a year early rather than a year late. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On a Trash Tuesday, our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Dylan is next up. He's in Pittsburgh listening to the radio.com app. What's going on, Dylan?
DA, permission to board.
Granted. What's up, bud?
Sup. All right, so this has been grinding me the last week. I'm trashing game shows, particularly Deal or No Deal, and here's why. Mm-hmm. Now, normally, I just roll my eyes whenever they got to make you get to know the contestants and their backstory.
Yeah.
But this episode last week took it to a whole new level. This woman comes on there with eight family members. Eight. And then the banker, I'm just going to assume everyone knows how the show works, the banker offers her $5,000 for each family member she eliminates. And by the time she gets toward the end, she's getting emotional over which family member she has to send to the back.
Uh-huh.
But keep in mind, this money is guaranteed, so she's not losing anything no matter what she gets. And she's just sending them to a dark green room in the back. She's not sending them to a deserted island, you know, to play Survivor or anything. They're going to be able to come back out and join her, and she's getting emotional for no reason. I can't take it. Sanitation has arrived. Get them out.
Taking out the trash.
Well done. Well done, Dylan. Well done. Mike tweets, I'm trashing Bill Belichick. Two straight weeks of outsmarting yourself. Damn, you couldn't throw us a bone here in Baltimore, huh? Hashtag straight trash, bro.
You're so trashy.
Dixieland Dan tweets, How is Chicken Pesto Lady not in the top three of the 12 DAs? This is worse than bringing in Robbie's fat ass to sing garbage freaking songs and make terrible football picks. I'm not sure I can take you guys serious anymore. Hashtag get you all out.
Hot trash.
Dixieland Dan, your comments, your concerns and criticisms have been registered and taken into account. I will be honest. This morning, pre-show, we had a fairly extensive debate about this. I feel as though You Like That Big Boy has been historically underrated. I feel as though when you take the totality of this incident, that it began in May and ended in November with a happy ending, and You take the character that is Chicken Pesto Lady, and you take how it went down and the never-ending search and all seeming lost, and then it ending like that. I can't for the life of me understand how that could be not in the top three this year. And I realize this year is a significantly stacked list, but I just don't understand it. And it'll never sit right with me. The only saving grace is if there's a college football playoff, four get in, four is a Mount Rushmore, four is a Final Four. So at least it made that. But top three, there's something special about top three. And for the life of me, I'll never be able to sleep well at night knowing that you like that big boy didn't at least get top three for the year. It might be top three of all time, and it didn't get top three in 2018. It'll never sit right with me, ever. But that's a discussion for a different day. I have a feeling that'll come up on the PGP when we tape it after the show today. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter DA on CBS. You know what I'm going to do coming up here next? There was a montage we had yesterday that got a lot of run, and it really opened up some eyes. And it wasn't a 12 DA necessarily, but it was one of the great montages of our era. It was 2018, the year of the doofus, and we will play that coming up here next. Also, I want to tackle this Justin Fields situation at Georgia as well. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good value, big upside.
Oh, wow, he's coughing. Oh, now they're spit. Spit right on his chin, dripping. Oh, that's a gag.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Trash Tuesday to you, boys and girls. Remember, the DA Show's best video clips are available on YouTube every single day. Just search the DA Show and you'll see our entire channel so you can watch your favorite moments, including all the 12 DAs on YouTube. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Taking a look at the one who got it done, DeAndre Hopkins. 10 catches, 170, 2 touchdowns in the win over the Jets on Saturday. Hit a touchdown catch with just over 2 minutes to play that gave the Texans the lead for good. With that win and the Patriots' loss, somehow, someway, Houston right now, if they win out, would get a bye. And it could be Chiefs the 1, Texans the 2, Patriots the 3, or even in their wildest dreams, Texans the 1. Chargers still have the potential to be the one. A lot of moving and shaking that could happen in the final 2 weeks of the season. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that you need to keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Granger.com. JP's next up. He's in South Carolina, listening on 100.1 of CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, brother. How you doing, JP?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but I'm a little irritated with my man Justin Fields.
Yes, sir.
Not that I have a problem with him transferring if that's what he wants to do, but he's going to have to sit out a year before he can play anywhere else. Jake Fromm's going to be gone after next season to the NFL. Where are you going to go with a better setup, a better situation, a better coach? And if you're going to file for a hardship waiver based off of what the baseball player had to say to you, which I don't condone in any way, you're not going about it the right way. I just can't support that. You know, you come to play football for us, and you knew good and well Jake Fromm was our starter. I'm sorry we didn't use you the right way, or use you a little bit better. I think they could have, but hindsight's 20/20. But transferring is not the right answer if you want to play for a competitive program.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
So this is an interesting story. Justin Fields was one of the highest-ranked recruits coming into the class last year, and Fields would have to sit behind Jake Fromm, who's only a sophomore this year, to finally get the job. And he's been utilized in some packages by Kirby Smart, but apparently not enough. Fields, of course, was unfortunately, on the field for that botched fake punt that didn't go anywhere in the SEC title game that will live in infamy. But there was a situation earlier in the year where one of Georgia's baseball players yelled racial slurs, the N-word, at Fields on the field or at the stadium that was overheard by multiple people and ended up getting the baseball player dismissed. And so what JP is saying there is Fields, if he applies for a hardship waiver because of that incident, he would be able to play right away. If not, he'd have to sit out a year. So this is interesting because if Fields feels like he's not being utilized correctly, that's one thing. And I think that Kirby Smart needs to be better about finding ways to utilize an amazing talent like that. And Fromm's been kind of up and down at times, very good at times, not so good. So there's space to use Fields, and I don't know if they were good enough doing so. In fact, I would say they weren't. But I think what Fields is bothered by is twofold. Not only am I sitting behind Fromm, who there's at least another year, but I'm also not being used. And I don't know how much the racial incident factors in. Look, if that turns you off to that university and you are totally disillusioned, I can understand that. I mean, that's a guy that's part of the athletic program that is calling you that name. If you're Fields and you go, this is not the place for me, I totally get it. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, come on, fight through it. Man, I haven't been called those names. I don't know what it's like to be called those names. So I respect Field there if that's what it is about. If he, it's not really about that, it is just about playing time, then I think Kirby has just got to make it clear, hey, man, we will use more of you. Do not worry. And that's up to Fields because of this incident. In these incidents, I can't blame the player because the player is usually promised a lot of things. And if he doesn't get them, you know, that's when these guys usually go south. And you'll say, well, you should be stronger mentally to fight through that. Yeah, but the reason they're going places is because they're promised things. And if Fields feels like he's not being delivered on the promises, I could understand it. I think it's unfortunate for Georgia, but I could understand it. I don't know where it goes, but I'm sure Kirby is working overtime trying to convince him, hey, man, don't leave now. Yesterday, we played a montage which we have named 2018, the Year of the Doofus. Can you please cue the music, Ben? Pete the Body Bilotti did incredible work piecing this together. Listen to all of the moments Mraz made us scratch our heads in 2018. What number Super Bowl is this?
52.
Okay, what's the Roman numerals?
The Roman numerals would be XL with three single things. Is it deers or die? Like mooses and moose and mice.
You think it's my?
Mice. Something. But all right, anyway.
You thought multiple deer were die.
Or like they call, maybe that's what they call the pride of them. The pride is like a group of animals. My only, if you will, coup de grace to that.
That doesn't make any sense.
I was shooting there. I hope I shot right.
You shot terribly wrong.
I missed Nolu Williams there.
What's that? Mraz, I don't know if you have any plans on going to China. But
you know what? I'm more of an Eastern Hemisphere guy.
Which is where China is.
It's actually the hemisphere with China.
Are we West? We're West. I'm more of a Western Hemisphere guy. I live East from here.
You live East from the station.
Yes.
What?
It's pronounced the way it's spelled. It's gyro. Enough with the fancy schmancy. We're not in Greece.
It's properly pronounced hero.
So is Spider-Man and Batman. This is a gyro.
You think that Spider-Man is pronounced hero?
Superhero.
You think it's superhero?
I would imagine.
I don't even follow that logic.
Because here we call a sandwich a hero. That is a sandwich there. It is their hero. It would be XL.
XL.
And then three capital letter I's. Oh. I find chocolate to be the most pungent of all the candies. And if I'm going with...
Most pungent meaning...
Packed with flavor.
And usually pungent describes a smell, but all right.
Well, yeah, it smells on your tongue. So is this a V and then three stripes?
This is no. V is five.
50. Five. V, zero, three stripes. That's what he's going with, right? The clarinist? That's a clarinet player?
What?
That's what he was talking about. The man who he's the perfect clarinetist.
What?
Why would you think that Jason Witten is talking about playing a clarinet?
Well, who knows what he's talking about? You're a handsome man, right?
You have a giant Buddha belt.
But that's my point. I have a default. Don't add more defaults to yourself.
What?
Obtuse?
No.
Obese?
No, I know. Obtuse was a slang on obese. It's like a triangle.
Wow.
No, definitely not.
Anybody who actually enjoys a veggie burger probably incorporates them into their lives way too much compared to somebody who wants to, divulge or indulge or what's the word there?
Indulge.
Indulge.
You're welcome.
It just dawned on me. Jacksonville. Was that named after Michael Jackson?
Yeah, they named Jacksonville after Michael Jackson.
I never freaking knew that.
How can you not know that? So, got to fly to Denver or Minneapolis.
Would it be shorter to drive? Why are you laughing? Is it that long? Boise's in the middle, so...
Driving from New York to Boise?
Yeah, like Cleveland would be 8 hours. So how much longer to Boise? Another two?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours past Ohio.
So 10 hours. Hala. The first name is Holly Pui... Vati Vaitai.
What was that? Hui Pui, did you say?
Halapula Vatai Vaitai. It's Hal A P O U Apu L I V Liv A A T I I T. Halapuli Vaiti Vaitai.
Got it.
Is Table Rock a strip club? That's what I thought you were getting at. So what would Table Rock be?
It's a hike, you doofus. You even know where Spain is.
Yes, Europe. Madrid.
Is Spain in Madrid?
No, Madrid is in Spain, as is...
Morocco?
Oh, my God.
I was going for another city there.
So close.
So close. Oh,
and then you just, wow. You one step too far, yeah.
Wow.
I was thinking Morocco's in Spain, but now I think it's in the Mediterranean.
Is Morocco a city or a country?
Morocco is a city in the Mediterranean.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you love how he swallows deep before this? It's a city in the Mediterranean.
Mediterranean's like New England, right? It's a group of countries.
Mraz, what are the La Brea Tar Pits?
Roller derby team. I didn't even know quicksand was real. That's crazy. What is textile? Like Calibre? Arial?
What?
Like the fonts on Microsoft? Is that what they mean?
Not text style. No, not text style. What's this here?
Jurassic Park. What's the name of them?
Jurassic 5?
No.
Is that it? Jurassic 5? Something is the halftime show. I forgot their names. Some band that everybody thinks is popular and they're not. The guy's on some of those shows that judges women. Not judges women. Judges singers.
Maroon 5?
Is it Maroon 5?
Is it what's Adam?
Which one? The Super
Did
Bowl?
You think Maroon 5 was Jurassic Park?
What's it like Justin Timberlake at halftime playing with the homonym of Prince there?
The homonym? The homonym.
Homonym of the thing where it's not really him, but it looks like him. What is it?
I can't believe that Mraz knows the word homonym instead of
that
instead
might
of hologram.
Be more impressive, yeah.
Hologram.
Hologram.
It's the homonym.
Mraz, do you even know what Parliament is?
A cigarette and a funk group.
And any other usage of Parliament?
The movie company?
That's Paramount.
Is it the English Congress?
Yes!
What? I didn't realize that. They stand outside Buchanan's palace.
A group of crows is called a murder of crows.
But all I'm hearing is that song, Murder of Crows, Murder of Crows.
Well, it's Murder, She Wrote. But...
But if you did it to, the crows.
Yeah.
So it's L in three stripes?
No!
No! Come on! You can't be that dumb. One of the great montages ever, Pete the Body Bilotti's masterwork, I believe, and that is every time Mraz did something stupid over the course of 2018, the year of the doofus, Mraz has somehow elevated his career to extreme levels this year. He has fallen forward, failed forward all year long. So we have crowned 2018 the year of the doofus.
First of all, congratulations to Pete. That is master's degree level work.
Brilliant.
It's also amazing that that's from 2018, not this decade,
his
Sean's life.
No.
That's in a calendar year. So one a day, basically. I haven't seen you guys in a while. Has Sean gotten any new jobs in the last week that I don't know of yet?
Yeah, he'll be hosting this show on Christmas.
That's right. No, yeah. I knew that. Yeah. That's old news.
Yeah.
But have we changed this to Mraz Sports Radio yet or anything like that? No?
Not yet, but in 2019, the Entercom folks are thinking about that.
Congrats, Sean.
It should be noted that Pete the Body Bilotti and I had this idea, this brainstorm in January of last year. I said, okay, let's just keep tabs on everything that Mraz says that's ridiculous. Pete said the montage had hit 12 and a half minutes. And I was like, we can't play 12 and a half minutes of this. We have to cut it down. So there was a lot of stuff that was left on the cutting room floor that maybe we'll just use as like a PGP or something. But that was only 5.5 minutes. Imagine there's another 7 minutes that happened this year.
And there were some in there that I don't remember happening.
Yeah.
There's so many of them. Like the indulge one, I have no, and I fixed it for you. I have no recollection of that one.
The Eastern and Western Hemisphere one, I'm still A, confused by, B, don't remember.
Well, I live east of the station.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Who determines which hemisphere is which when you think about it? Right? Like, there's
no,
east or west, either side of the world you're on.
We're not doing this again with you thinking that you're smarter than popular convention.
No, I'm just saying
not.
There are certain things you can think deeper. If you're staying on the opposite polar end, that's east and that's west. It's stupid. Every hemisphere is the same.
I'm definitely not getting sucked into a conversation about this. I'm not going to be pulled into the La Brea tar pits of Mraz's.
That was a good one. Roller derby team.
When we come back, our Trash Tuesday here on the DA Show. This is CBS Sports Radio.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
Would you get off of Rich Ackerman? Keep Andrew Bogish's name out your mouth, Bradley.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Tis a Trash Tuesday here on the DA Show, so hit us up with your trashes by tweeting at me, DA on CBS. Also by on the phones, calling me up at 855-212-4227. We'll tape a brand new PGP today after the show, so make sure you get that. That's the show about the show within the show in podcast form. Go to iTunes and search Permission Granted, or just go to our normal iTunes feed for the DA Show. You'll see it there. It's also available on demand on the website, daoncbs.com. With only 2 weeks left in the NFL's regular season, it's all about the playoff picture. The Texans march northeast from Houston to take on the Eagles, and then the Steelers head to the Big Easy to battle the Saints. For the complete playoff picture, kick off your day with the NFL Today, Sunday at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Without Pete the Body Bilotti in today, he's out for his wedding for the rest of the week. His wedding is on Friday. Mraz wins this round of the CBS retro jingle.
And the next three.
Ah, don't catch a chicken before they hatch, but it is time for Trash Tuesday, boys and girls. Here's what we are trashing.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Mraz, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
This might be the trash I am most passionate about in the last 2 months, okay? I am trashing flossing. No, not your teeth. That stupid dance that every kid has to do, and every stupid parent has to post on Facebook their kid doing the stupid dance because it's like their proudest moment. Look, my kid can floss. And now I got it running in like 5 different TV commercials. It was really cool the first time. Wow, look at the way they move the arms. Now if your kid could do it, guess what? There's nothing special about it. How about you post a picture of your kid actually flossing his dirty teeth instead of flossing with that dumb dance move? Do something productive with your life. Enough. Enough with the kids flossing. Find something else to do. The dab was out in a month. The floss has been here like a year, and I can't take it anymore.
Hot trash.
I have to say, I love Mraz scolding other people for finding something productive to do. Didn't you just watch 13 hours of television on Sunday?
Yeah, that's my job.
Yeah, but didn't the day before you watch 13 hours of Netflix?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, okay, but still, that's how I found that this commercial was running so much. It's the holidays. You got to bump. It's cold out.
So you're the king of being really productive.
Yeah, well, look, I tweet while I'm watching TV. I don't flaw. This is stupid, okay? It was funny. The thing is, there's nothing creative or unique about it, and every parent's proud about it. Enough. Your kid stinks at every other dance. Do the Macarena. Enough.
You know what I need more of? Pictures of Sean's basement with his three TVs and his new spread of food for a football Sunday or Saturday or Thursday night or Monday night or Tuesday afternoon. Whenever
he likes
it may
tweeting
be.
That out.
Yeah, no, that's important. Get that on social media.
That's
but not
very
cute
important.
Kids.
Cute kids? No, get real. Buck teeth and arms flailing all over the place. I've had it with them. All of them. They're all ugly kids. Cretins.
Ben Horowitz is in for Bilotti today, and so sitting next to Mraz Horowitz, I'm sure you're probably a little dumber today for doing so, but what are you trashing?
Well, it's actually a perfect segue into my trash. I had planned coming in that I was going to trash my girlfriend. She had asked for a pullover for Christmas, but she meant a hoodie, and was flabbergasted when I tried to explain to her that a sweatshirt with a hood is called a hoodie. But then I heard the 2018 year of the doofus, and I decided I'm gonna call an audible here at the line of scrimmage, because as a young and, you know, up and coming producer here at the network, I looked up to Sean.
Yeah,
you know, he's done a great job. He does a great job producing your show. He's transitioned into hosting. I thought of him as an intelligent producer. And then I heard the Eastern Hemisphere, and I turned to him as I'm listening to this. And I said, the Eastern Hemisphere, really? And he tried to tell me, yeah, well, if you flip the map around and it's us, are you kidding me? And I had this moment where it was like a young kid finding out that his hero was a farce. My heart almost broke in two. And I don't know if it's because I felt bad for him or what it was. But my God, Sean, you can't be serious with this. So I'm trashing around.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
No, it's okay to be sympathetic. Somebody somewhere, or many things, over many times, let him down, Ben.
I love that Horowitz basically saw Mickey Mantle on his way, you know, to go sleep with some broad who he's totally, you know, he's hungover, he's drunk, and he puts like a cigarette butt out on Horowitz's head. Basically, listening to Mraz's "You're the Doofus" montage. My hero. My hero is a farce.
If only you shed a tear.
Bogish, who are you trashing?
D.A., I didn't have a trash until about, I don't know, 55 minutes ago, so I guess I'm kind of like Ben. But again, there's coworkers, unnamed for the moment, in our newsroom complimenting themselves for coming into work today while being sick. Not feeling crappy, a little bit of a cold, but like a fever, apparently. That's not in any way applaudable.
No.
Don't come to work if you're sick. Don't send your kid to school if they're sick.
No.
Stay home. We have sick days here for a reason. I don't want your germs.
That's right.
Any time of year. But if I get sick for Christmas and New Year's because somebody thought they were tough and had to come in today to do whatever, it's ridiculous. If you're sick, stay home. You get better, and then I don't get sick, and everybody wins.
Right. Epic trash job.
You point that person out to me. You let me know who that is, because I'm not going within 10 feet of that person.
You're safe at the moment.
I as well.
No one's ever gotten a promotion or not fired or gotten an extra credit at school for perfect attendance. It means nothing.
Don't be a hero.
Exactly.
Don't be a hero.
Thank you.
Last week, my mother-in-law stayed with us, and she was in for a couple of days. And I have a really good relationship with her. She's a wonderful, wonderful mother-in-law to have. We get along great. But between her and my wife, I couldn't believe how many tissues and toilet paper we went through. I mean, it was just like, how many boxes of tissues do you guys need? And I don't know if this was all my wife or this was a combination of the two. But like, I'll use a tissue every couple of days if I have a runny nose or I'm going to sneeze. But you know, we went through a box of tissues a day. And I'm like, what's going on here?
I know
just, exactly what's going on.
Right? There's just, what, does Danielle do this as well?
Yeah, and then dawned on me, your wife and your mother-in-law, or one or the other, ran out of makeup wipes. So they're wetting that to get the makeup all off, and they use way too much of it to get their makeup off.
That must be it. Because I'm like, I know we don't all have the plague here. I know that nobody is... it's got snot pouring out of their nose. Nobody's hawking or sneezing like a Jody Mack. And we're just blowing through huge economy-sized boxes of tissues every single day. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know how it's going on. But I just find this incredible overusage of the tissues, because I just don't think dudes go through a lot of tissues. And you know, maybe the lonely ones. But I think largely, you know, guys just don't use a lot of tissues. But I just feel like women blow through tissues. And so I'm trashing all of these boxes of tissues that we went through last week.
Someone just got trashed.
53 minutes past the hour here on the DA Show. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Zach tweets, DA, I'm trashing you for making fun of that beautiful unicorn known as Merez.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
He's something. He's something. Joey Waller wants a trash, and so the dulcet tones of Breaking Bad News tweets in, DA, I am trashing the title of insider in sports media. There needs to be some formal accreditation. Simply going on radio shows from your house in your PJs is no longer sufficient. Must have broken at least one story in the last 90 days.
Trashing is fun.
I like the idea of some sabermetrics, some stats that we can count on for being an insider, because we call everybody insiders. And as Joey points out, you know, maybe there should be a higher standard.
I feel like I know who Joey's talking about. I might need to email him to see if I'm guessing correctly on the one, because I'd say the same. There's one person in particular that does this, and I'm like, how are you an insider?
James tweets, DA, I went to the website last night to let my wife listen to number 5 of the 12 DAs of Christmas. I wish I could have recorded her laughing at the Jody Mac montage. She agreed with Pete. Jody needs to visit a doctor. Yeah, he does. When we come back here on the show, what do we know and what don't we know about the NFL playoffs? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.